I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Is, our theory is anything that would work in the zombie apocalypse works for snow carving.
That was Kara, a member of the Underground Optimist snow carving team in Ely, explaining to me what kind of tools they use to produce their snow sculpture. I'd arrived in Ely on a bitterly cold Friday afternoon to find dozens of people in Whiteside Park braving the sub-zero temperatures to turn 8 to 12 foot blocks of snow into works of art as part of Ely's annual winter festival. I was shivering and having a hard time keeping my fingers from freezing while holding the microphone, but the Underground Optimists assured me they were not cold and in fact had worked up a sweat while working on their carving. Kara and two other team members told me about the Optimists and their sculpture.
We're a newly formed kind of underground group here in Ely, the Optimists of the Ely area. This is our second year carving a very optimistic sculpture of an upside down turtle. And he thinks he's flying, so he's got a very optimistic view. We want to be a part of all this stuff, and we're showing other people how you can do it. We live here, we work here, and we're just showing everybody else how to get involved and, yeah, participate and be a part of everything else that's going on here, not just a watcher.
In addition to being an Underground Optimist, I am also the director of Art Walk, first time this ever for me, and it's our 20th year next year, so we'll have a bigger, better show, I hope. And we're trying to include some indoor activities too, because it is chilly up here, but the outdoor activities are obviously full right now, so we're having a great time.
I'm Greg Kramer, and I guess as an optimist, we try to get our hooks into just about everything, participate in everything, promote everything, collaborate with anybody and everybody, and just try to keep everything moving forward. That's the best optimistic viewpoint that you can have, is just to keep work together and keep things moving forward.
I left the Optimists to continue their carving and soon found my way to a large bonfire where I warmed my fingers and melted a few of the icicles forming on my beard. There I talked with another carver who was taking a break.
Tim Young Sr., and I have a subject here called He Walks With Me. It's about a man who joins the military, not knowing where he's going to go, no idea where he's going to end up, if he's going to come back. And so it's a scary thing. He walks in through the back of this block, and you can see a little slit of light coming through. So he sees the light, and you go on the other side of the block, you'll see his guardian angel, Jesus with the wings, and his hand on his shoulder, looking very confident because he's got a guide to get through it all. So that's the movement part of it. This one is more or less giving back to the veterans. I do mostly veteran memorial kind of thing. Somebody's got to do this, and everybody can do it. There's so many beautiful art in the park here and from people around for many miles that come here to do this. This is just an opportunity to do what I do and just get my message out there.
I somewhat reluctantly left the fire to watch and talk with other carvers and was surprised to find a team from Argentina.
My name is Hipólito Martín. This is the captain for the team, for Argentina team. His name is Javier Elizamburu, and the other José María Martín and Martín Cerrudo. I'm from for Argentina. We travel to every place on the world and make this.
I asked about their sculpture.
The name is I am also a clown.
Siempre trabajamos con temas de la infancia y de llevar la infancia a los adultos, vestigios de rememorar vivencia de la infancia.
The works relevant to kids, all the works is for the kids. We're making the kids have inside.
And why do they do it?
Love this, make this. In Argentina, now is summer. In winter, make this in Argentina, and in the summer, here, go to the other place and make this.
Spending their southern summers traveling to sub-zero locations to carve snow. Must be this long cold winter. Despite the cold, I enjoyed watching the sculptors turn the giant blocks of snow into art. From October to May. Yes, it's a long, long time. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home. Don't do nothing, just shovel that snow all day. I came